all the Spanish soldiers drowned because they wouldn't let go of their gold. That sunk them right to the bottom.
They thought gold was valuable, but it actually destroyed them instead. Happy Sunday and welcome to Keys for Kids. I'm so glad that you joined me today. As always, my name is Zach. There's a lot of cool stuff that you can buy, like video games or tablets, and it can be really tempting to think, if I could just buy this, then I'd be happy. But even if you bought that next thing, there would always be something new to get later. You'll never be satisfied because those things can't give you real happiness. Just listen to what Jesus said. Be careful and guard against all kinds of greed. People do not get life from the many things they own. That's from the book of Luke. Our story today, it's called La Noche Triste. La Noche Triste, murmured Harrison as his sister Kara entered the living room. I gotta remember that. It might be on our test tomorrow. What does it mean? Asked Kara. It's Spanish for the Night of Sorrows. You'll learn about it next year, Harrison said as he closed his social studies book. Why is it called that? Kara wanted to know. Well, it's something that happened more than 400 years ago, said Harrison. The Aztecs, one of the native people groups in Mexico, had a great city on an island. A Spanish leader by the name of Cortez was able to take his army into the city because the Aztec ruler thought the Spanish leader was a god. But the Spanish were hungry for money and power, which made the Aztecs distrustful of them, Harrison continued. After hearing rumors that the Aztecs might try to kill them, the Spanish attacked and killed a number of Aztec people at a festival. Then Cortez and his men knew they had to leave. But before they did, they loaded up all the gold they could carry. As they tried to escape, the Aztecs attacked them. Many Spanish soldiers tried to swim to the mainland, but they drowned because the weight of the gold pulled them down. It was called the Night of Sorrows, because more than half of the Spanish army died that night. Wow, why didn't they get rid of the gold when they realized it was weighing them down? Asked Kara. Harrison shrugged. I don't know. I guess they were greedy and wanted to keep it. It sounds like they had a lot in common with us today, said Dad, who had been listening. Many of us try to get as much earthly treasure as we possibly can, even when it means other people get hurt. We seem to think money and the power that comes with it is more important than anything else, but we're never satisfied. And there are lots of things money can't buy, said Kara. The sermon in church last week was about that. Peace, joy, contentment, and especially the forgiveness of sins and living with God forever, we can only have those things by trusting in Jesus. Dad nodded. Jesus is the only treasure that brings eternal life. And he gives it to us for free. So how about you? How important is money to you? Do you think it can buy you anything you want? If you think that, you're wrong. Some people spend their whole lives trying to get more and more money, thinking it will make them happy. But the only way to have true joy and satisfaction is through Jesus Christ. Accept his free gift of eternal life today. For more information on what it means to accept Jesus Christ, ask your parents for permission and then go to keysforkids.net/salvation. Our key verse for today is Mark 8:36.
What do you benefit if you gain the whole world but lose your own soul?
And our key thought for Sunday, money can't satisfy. Partner with Keys for Kids Radio to spread the gospel around the world. You can do that by giving a $5 monthly donation today at keysforkids.net and click donate. Well, my name is Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.